As federal parliament winds down for the year, all eyes this weekend at least will be on Victoria and its state election, where Labor is looking for an historic fourth term. We'll speak to the Labor Premier, John Brumby, shortly. The Liberal Nationals need to capture 13 extra seats to govern in their own right. Difficult, but not impossible. And the latest poll predicts a tight race, with voters split 50-50 on a two-party preferred basis. The Galaxy poll released today predicts Labor to be returned with help from the Greens. While Labor's primary vote has dropped 7 points since the last election in 2006, voters still prefer John Brumby over Liberal Ted Baillieu as preferred leader. But Mr Baillieu is confident the coalition can win, and he's spent the last hours of the campaign hopping from one electorate off to another. I caught up with him at about 7:30 last night in the very marginal seat of Gembrook on the edge of the Dandenong Ranges. At the local sports ground, the Liberal candidate and some footy players were all sheltering from the drizzle. Ted Baillieu, we're at a country footy ground in a very marginal seat. It's foggy, it's reasonably cold, and it's raining. What brings you out here?
This is just a fantastic opportunity to meet some young blokes who love their footy, love their sport.
Now, you must think that every vote still counts, but the polls would suggest that you're very much the underdog.
Well, I concede we're the underdog. We start as the underdog. We don't have the resources that this government have demonstrated they use to their own political favour. But we've been working very hard at this for 4 years. We've got an agenda, we've got the team, we've taken a very responsible approach to it. And the fact is that this government's been there for 11 years, they're asking for 15.
All right, but Labor, yes, has been in there for 11 years, but they've been successful. They have been there for 11 years. What does that say about the Liberal Party in those years?
Tony, it says that we're in the contest on Saturday and we're looking forward to it. This government, after 11 years, has left Victorians with failing services, a shortage of infrastructure, a really steep and escalating debt, rising living costs. And the bottom line is Victorians have had enough of that, and this government's got a track record of waste and mismanagement, nearly $12 billion of waste, in some extraordinary current projects which are front of mind for a lot of Victorians. The Mikey project, the smart meters, the desal plant, all costing Victorians a fortune,
but
with nothing in return.
It's all part of the development, though, of a state, though, isn't it?
Waste is not part of the development of this state, never has been and never should be, Tony, and that's the problem with this government. They've been there for 11 years, their record is poor, they've wasted a lot of money, and what they're good at is spin doctors and advertising.
You are promising billions, so is the Labor Party. Is that what politics is all about now in Victoria, promising billions and hoping you can buy a vote?
Far from it. We've been very modest and conservative about our commitments, and indeed our costings today reveal, even in advance of the government's costing, that we have been more modest and more conservative than the government. And everything they've said over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks about our approach has proved to be a lie.
Isn't it a fact, though, that behind your costings, there is a problem in that you've got to pay for them somehow, and you're saying that there'd be reductions in the public service, but surely...
No, Tony.
No?
I'll stop you.
All right.
Absolutely no reduction in public service. I'm not going to cop this line from the Labor Party. We have set out some clear savings, and John Brumby was actually telling porkies again today, suggesting that they were greater savings than we had advanced last time. They're not. They're actually far less than we advanced last time.
Let me ask you this question. Where are you going to make the savings from to pay for your big ticket items?
A clear indication of that, a reduction of consultants, a reduction in government advertising, a reduction in the executive or cap of the executive staff levels, and indeed an across-the-board 1% cut in the non-payroll component of government, and that's more than achievable.
So no deep cutbacks from Ted Baillieu's government to pay
Our cutbacks are modest in the extreme, and we've accepted some cuts that are nominated by the government in that process as well.
One of the big issues that you've focused on in this campaign, law and order issues. I was down at Frankston, I've spoken to the police and various people down there, and statistically, crime is down in that area. Now,
well, that's what the government have you believe, but let me make two points.
Well, this is the police superintendent who was telling me.
I'm not going to argue with the police superintendent who has his obligations, but the Ombudsman has made it very clear in Victoria that police stats can't be trusted, and even those stats indicated that over the last 10 years, Violent crime is increased by over 40% and assault by over 70%. That's what concerns Victorians.
To counter the problem with extra crime that you say is occurring in Victoria, you've hit on the old, if I can use the term, chestnuts, and that is more policing and more prison officers. Is that the only way to combat the problem that you see?
Quite the contrary. What we have said, three pillars to this approach. The first pillar is more police and more police on the streets, and we're doing that because Victoria has the lowest number of police per capita of any state. That's a record of this government. The second pillar, a zero-tolerance approach to enforcement, to give police the capacity, the powers and the laws to do the job they want to do, because at the moment the police will tell you that those who commit these crimes regard Victoria as a place where you can have a free hit, because they know they won't get apprehended, and if they do, they'll get a slap on the wrist, and that's the third pillar. Tougher sentencing, because too often those who commit these crimes don't go to jail at all, even if they're sentenced to jail.
Ted Baillieu, if you lose this weekend, will you take it personally?
Tony, politics is a tough game, and I've been in this job for 4.5 years, and you don't survive in this job unless you're prepared for all the ups and downs. But I can tell you, I'm only focused on Saturday, and to the extent that I'm focused on Sunday is that it's the opportunity to govern.
But you know as well as I do, and we're sitting or standing here outside a footy ground, if the coach doesn't get you across the line, the captain coach doesn't get you across the line the first year and the second year, the supporters will be looking elsewhere.
I'm a stayer, Tony. I can tell you, I've played a bit of footy, I've played a bit of rugby. I know what it takes.
Ted Baillieu, thanks for joining us on AM.
Thank you, Tony. Why don't we go out and have a kick?
Victorian opposition leader Ted Baillieu at the Gembrook Oval, and for the record, I declined. I didn't have my boots.